News.
This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Denver area Democrat Diana DeGette was part of a bipartisan group of lawmakers who met President Joe Biden at the White House to talk about their goal to end cancer. Biden said at the meeting he thinks the U.S. is on the cusp of some real breakthroughs across the board on the disease. Afterward, DeGette said she welcomes this exciting, bold proposal that builds on faster development of treatments and cures while bringing down costs. Biden's son Beau died of brain cancer. More than 70% of Coloradans age 70 and older have been vaccinated against COVID-19. Governor Jared Polis said yesterday that the state met the goal it made last year to hit that mark by the end of February. Next, the state will move on to people ages 60 to 64 and those 16 and up who have two or more medical conditions specified on a state list. This group also includes some frontline essential workers, like those at grocery stores. They can start getting vaccinated Friday. And we're rolling on with All Things Considered today. Coming up in a bit, in recent years, nearly 2 million Venezuelans have fled to neighboring Colombia. Now the government there is granting them temporary legal status.
We want to demonstrate that although we're not a rich country, we can do something that is humanitarian, but at the same time, that is an intelligent and sound migration policy.
More from the president of Colombia next, right here on CPR News. Stay tuned. And later this hour, Colorado is home to all sorts of wildlife, right? Do you know which animal makes this sound? Here's a hint. It is not a dolphin. That sound is actually from an animal that was cloned from samples frozen in the 1980s.
We are at the dawn, I believe, not at a culmination of our understanding about how these kinds of samples can be used.
Scientists hope this clone can help save an endangered species. We'll have the answer in 10 minutes right here on All Things Considered. So if you want to know what that little animal is, you're going to want to stick around. And right now in Grand Junction, it is 61 degrees and clear. Rain is likely for this evening. Meanwhile, Colorado Springs is at 58 and fair with some snow tomorrow. This is CPR News.